Hey, everyone. Look who's here.
Hey, everybody.
Andrew Siciliano. What's up, man?
Robbie, how are you? Good to see you.
It's great to be seen, especially out here in California, where it's really nice.
We have sunshine and everything, and we brought you to the coldest, darkest corner of the building.
Yeah, that's true, but that's okay, because we're happy to be here. It's fun to chat with you guys. You've done a lot of stuff for NFL Network. You've hosted a lot of different shows. You've covered a lot of different things. What do you think's been your favorite, or what is your favorite thing to do?
What is my favorite thing to do? Honestly, I really love going on the road for training camp. We do Inside Training Camp Live, where it's really all hands on deck, and any and everyone is in the field or here in the studio. We have 32 teams, and you have 32 fan bases that are just beyond excited to get their team back on the field. I mean, you know what training camp is like,
and
obviously you guys are moving this year, but training camp is just awesome on so many levels, and to do shows there. We came out this year to Mankato, and I got to do a couple of shows with Steve Mariucci, and just the energy and the atmosphere. And then for us, the hosts and Mooch, the analyst, we're pretty much on the road somewhere new every day. We might do 8 or 9 teams in 10 days in 10 different cities or eight or nine different cities. And so that to me is a blast.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. Well, hope springs eternal at that time in training camp, you know? So no matter what you were last season, you're optimistic at that time of year. So I can see why that's your favorite. The Vikings this offseason, did we get any better? We were 13-3. We won our division, but
heard you got a quarterback.
Think we got better?
Yeah, absolutely got better. I mean, you got the jewel of the free agent market. Now, look, we know that sometimes free agency can be fool's gold, but I don't think this is in any way the case. You went out and got the quarterback that everyone else wanted. The Cardinals wanted him. The Broncos wanted him. The Jets wanted him. Maybe varying degrees of interest, but the Jets certainly did, and they were in big from what we all understand. Kirk Cousins is a heck of a quarterback. He obviously only got the Redskins to the playoffs a couple of years ago, but there are other factors there, and there are factors that I think in play with the Vikings, like taking over a team that has a number one defense from a year ago and all that talent, that I think it is a perfect fit. He's a Midwesterner. You guys are ready to win, and I think he could very well be that missing piece.
Music to the ears of people watching this, by the way.
Did I read the script right?
Yeah. Okay, hey, you mentioned the number one defense.
Yeah.
You know, Mike Zimmer, I mean, he's probably at Winter Park right now trying to find ways to get better. But it is the number one defense. How can the Vikings get better on defense? When you watch our games, you know, you see a good defense. We signed Sheldon Richardson, but is there a thing or two you'd like to see the Vikings defense maybe do a little better?
Well, I mean, getting Sheldon Richardson is I think, a great offseason for any team. I mean, we're talking about a legitimate Pro Bowler. A first-round pick who a couple of years ago, the idea of Sheldon Richardson being on a new team other than the Jets would have been just ridiculous. Same for Muhammad Wilkerson. Clearly, though, it didn't work out for either of them there. I think he proved last year in Seattle that he could be a good attitude guy and play well. And you knew one of those two was certainly there. You knew he was always going to play well. But he proved that he's the team guy last year in Seattle, and I have no doubt that he will do the same with the Vikings. And when you take a number one defense and you add a guy with his talent, I mean, he has game-changing talent. He wasn't just a guy that was picked in the first round that got a nice contract. He has game-changing talent. And for Mike Zimmer, for George Edwards, that is a heck of a new toy to play with.
The potential fly in the ointment in all of this is that we are in a division with Aaron Rodgers.
I heard about that,
and Matthew Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a pretty tough division this year, I think. It does go through Minneapolis. We are the reigning champions, but I think the Bears, Packers, and Lions are going to be out for blood this year, and they have good teams.
And I think it's fascinating that the Packers went out and did the free agent thing
this year
with their new GM. I don't know how much Jimmy Graham makes a difference. I think he could still certainly play.
He had 10 touchdowns last year.
Yeah, he had 10 touchdowns, and he can play. How long it takes to incorporate him with Aaron Rodgers and how he changes their run game, if at all. A lot of people tell you, you watch the Seahawks, they knew when they were running because Jimmy Graham wasn't on the field.
Yeah.
So, but he certainly is a weapon. You have a new head coach in Detroit. I think the Bears still need some time, but we have seen crazier things.
Yeah.
I mean, it's statistically, it's a fact. The NFL playoffs turnover at least 50% every single year.
That's what makes it fun.
That's what makes it awesome.
Yeah. All right. So the draft is coming up. You're going to be down in Dallas for the draft?
I am not. I am doing the studio shows here.
Awesome.
It's my favorite night, honestly. April 26th.
Mm-hmm.
This year, April 26th. The first night of the draft is my favorite night of the year.
Later in the summer.
Yes.
A former Vikings going into the Hall of Fame, Randy Moss.
Yes.
What do you remember about watching Randy Moss?
you know, the younger players see him on TV now, and they remember that he was awesome. Because, I mean, look, he only quit 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But the young Randy Moss was just, people don't realize, A, the polarizing figure he was, certainly Vikings fans know, but B, just how otherworldly talented he was. And the fact that at the end of his career, he can go to New England and still pretty much be unstoppable was remarkable. And if you talk to people that played with him there in New England as well, and you see it on TV now, Randy was as smart a guy in that room as there was. Mm-hmm. And the way that he and Tom Brady clicked at the end as a just as a capper to his amazing career, where he was just that raw talent at the beginning of his career with Warren Moon and Chris Carter and all that, it's what a story he has been, and what a fantastic player. Randy Moss is one of those players, and you could say this for pretty much anyone in the hall, but he's one of those players where you actually do tell your kids, I watched this guy play because he was so special and jumped off the screen.
Probably what got him to be a first ballot guy, which is a tough thing to do.
Especially
for receivers. There's a lot of good receivers who deserve to get in.
I mean, there's a logjam, whether it's Torrey Holt or Isaac Bruce. Certainly I'm partial to the Rams. Look at a guy like Art Monk. When the day Art Monk retired, he had more catches than any receiver to ever play.
Right.
And he waited like 10 years.
Yeah, that's right.
It wasn't his fault that people passed him after he quit.
Yep. Stay tuned to NFL Network, Up to the Minute, and much more with Andrew Siciliano. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for more from us from here. Thanks for your time, man.
Bobby, anytime.